Hello, darling. I'm not sure if you remember, but a little while ago you said that you wish you knew what I was thinking when you were asleep. So that's what this is. You've just shuffled off from the other room and crawled so sweetly into my arms and dozed off, and now I'm recording myself. And I'm going to say every thought that enters my mind. This way you'll know exactly what I'm thinking when you're sleeping in my arms. I had this idea a little while ago, actually. But I hesitated because in order for to do it honestly, it would mean making myself vulnerable. Sharing thoughts with you I've never spoken out loud before. And as you know, handsome, I'm not a woman who likes being vulnerable. But then it occurred to me that you are the most vulnerable a person can be. Every single time you have a little spell in my arms like this, most narcoleptics can be woken if disturbed. But you, with your unique cocktail of additional conditions, cannot. Your muscles give out and you go a bit limp and sink to the floor. Sometimes you have a few moments of warning. And sometimes you don't. Sometimes you wake up and you can't move for a few minutes. You are completely helpless. And honestly, handsome, I love it. Not that you have narcolepsy, of course. But I love that when you feel a spell coming on and you know you're moments away from being completely defenceless, you come to me. I know you worry that I find it annoying. But I never have. It makes my chest swell to know you trust me so much. Especially after how many times you've been hurt while you're in this dirt. God, I love you so much. You, this wonderful, strong man who lets me hold him when he's completely and utterly exposed. God, handsome, what did I ever do to earn your trust? Honestly, I'm not entirely sure I should have it sometimes. I'll never forget that first time you had a spell in my arms. I was straddling your lap and you were fidgeting and trying to work up the courage to tell me about the narcolepsy. Because you thought I'd leave you when I found out, like so many of the women had. I could tell you were nervous, of course, so I just rubbed your back to try and comfort you. You started to relax against my chest and joked that if I kept doing that, you'd fall asleep. And of course, I didn't believe you. But then you went. When I couldn't wake you, I... Honestly? I'm still a little embarrassed that I didn't notice your deep, even breathing. Or your steady, strong heartbeat right beneath my cheek as I sobbed into your chest. I really thought that you suddenly just died in my arms. But then you came back to me. You held me and kissed me until I had calmed down, comforting me, when you were the one with the problem. But that's just so like you, isn't it? I was so concerned about everyone else around you. I was so thoughtful. When you doze like this in my arms, always makes me feel strong. I love the feeling of your warm, strong body in my arms. Knowing you trust me so much. Because when you're like this, I could do anything to you. And if I didn't leave a mark or a lingering pain, you'd never know. I do think about that a lot, actually. The things that I could do to you when you're so utterly defenceless. I know you don't like being messed with or moved when you're sleeping. So I never do. But I could. And you give me that power, handsome. Every day. I know you sometimes worry it's a burden. But to me, it's a gift. When I started working from home, I told you, it was because I was sick of office drama. But really, I just wanted to be home so I would be here during your off-med days. Those days that you hate so much when you have more than short spells in the evenings after your meds start to wear off. But full episodes. I know you hate them. I love sitting on the sofa with you, sleeping on my lap while I work. Your head on my thigh. My fingers in your hair. So beautiful and warm. I love to put my fingers up and down your arms like this, watching the little goosebumps appear in the wake of my church, just like this. It's not much, but I love how even when you're like this, your body still responds to me. I wonder if it would respond in other ways. If I took hold of your cock and stroked it, would you get hard for me? Would your body respond if I'd kissed the head? Would I see those little drips of pre-cum? I wonder if you'll ever let me try that. I won't, of course. Not unless the idea thrills you as much as it does me. If it doesn't, it wouldn't be fun. You always wake up so sweet and affectionate, all blurry-eyed and soft kisses. You're always so eager for my touch then. In the period just after a spell when you're refreshed and alert, that's always when we have the best sex. When you wake up with that aroused glint in your eye and push your hand between my thighs. Just imagine how good it would feel to wake up and find yourself on the edge of an orgasm, with your cock deep in my throat. We fuck so often when you first wake up that every time you sleep like this, I get wet. You can tell when you wake up. I know you can. Did it ever frighten you? Waking up in my arms and feeling my hard nipples pressing into yours. After what your exes did, I wouldn't blame you for distrusting me because of it. Or was it because of those experiences that you can tell when someone's touched you while you were asleep? And you know I didn't act on my arousal. Is that why you trust me? Because you often wake up to find a clearly aroused woman underneath you, only to discover that she didn't betray you? I do touch myself sometimes. When you're on an off med day and having an episode that will last longer than a few minutes, you know that. We've talked about it and you don't mind so long as you don't wake up with cum on you. I understand how that could be a trigger. Sometimes I just need to have some release before I can focus on my work for a bit. It's always so easy for me to reach my finish when you're in my arms. Just the sight of you, your handsome resting face, your sexy strong hands, smell of your aftershave, the feeling of your heat on my lap. Remembering all those times you passionately, eagerly put those wonderful lips against my clit and made me squirt into your mouth. Oh, fuck, baby. I've never felt stronger or more wanted than when I'm with you. Gentle way you kiss me. The way you touch me. Oh, it's letting me push on top of you and take control. Oh, God, I love the face you make when I find little ways to make myself eye level with you, just so I can steal a kiss. That fire in your eyes when I hold your hands down and ride you. Oh, God, I love it. No man has ever made me feel so wanted. I never liked that game of cat and mouse that women and men are expected to play. Men always the hunters and women the prey. Can't stand it. I hate being chased. And you hated chasing. I could tell you were tired of the game. That you wanted to feel wanted. So I made sure you knew the moment I wanted you. And I've never let you doubt it since. Do you remember our first kiss? You went to that fancy restaurant where they don't list prices on the menu. You wore a white collared shirt with your sleeves rolled up to the elbows to show off those incredibly sexy forearms and hands and those well-fitted pants that hugged you just right and made every other woman there want to kill me out of jealousy. After dinner, we walked by the water and looked across the bay at the city lights and I wrapped my arms around yours with my hand on your biceps and I saw you blush. I know men like that. And I was impressed when you didn't get all stiff from trying to flex the whole time, Like most guys. I was tired of trying to find the perfect moment to lean down and kiss me. I wonder if you were shy, or if you were just trying to be a gentleman. After a little while, I couldn't wait anymore. So I pushed you onto a bench, straddled your lap, pulled your head back with a fistful of hair at the nape of your neck, and ravished you. Much to my delight, I could feel your excitement. You're easily a foot taller than me. But in only a few seconds, you were pinned and desperate underneath me. I've never felt wanted by a man like that before. Never had a man react so positively when I made the first move. No sign of wounded masculinity, just arousal and strength. And yet, despite your strength, you give me power over you. You inconvenience yourself in little ways so I can protect you. Always letting me drive, even when you're not having enough at midday. Letting me slip into the shower with you. Letting me follow you around on your errands. Last month you gave me a gift. I'm not sure you even know it was a gift. I remember the moment, but to me, it was everything. Last moment you gave me a gift. You came into my office and you pulled me into your lap with your computer open. And you told me that you were reviewing your yearly expenses when you found you had quite a bit more money left than usual. You said it was because you had fewer medical expenses because of me. When you kissed me and thanked me for protecting you. You're handsome. I nearly cried. I don't know if you can tell how much it means to me that you'll let me protect you. I know it can be hard for a man to give up so much control, but fuck, I love it. I love that your masculinity was never challenged by giving me control. And I love how much you seem to like it. I don't know if you'll ever be able to know how much that means to me as a woman. I don't often get to feel powerful. And you are the only man who's ever made me feel that way. I don't think I'll ever be able to thank you enough for giving me that feeling. Earlier I said that I didn't like being vulnerable. And that's because, unlike you, handsome, I'm not strong enough. That's the funny thing about vulnerability, isn't it? So many people think it's a weakness. But it's not. To be vulnerable is to open oneself up to being hurt, to get the blow directly, without protection, and be strong enough to take it. You have that strength, and I don't. The only way to get stronger is to work the muscles. So here I am, making myself be vulnerable to you. Only to you. I'm a little afraid to tell you how often I think of the myth of the moon goddess Selene and Endymion, and how she looked down and saw the handsome mortal sleeping every night and fell in a horrible kind of selfish love with him. She wanted him so badly that she kept him in perpetual sleep so that he would never age and never die. She would visit him on beams of moonlight every night. She ended up having 40 kids with him while he was asleep. It's horrible. I used to think she was an unforgivable monster. I do still think that what she did is unforgivable. But now, you lay sleeping in my arms, your warm breath against my breast, and your handsome face so peaceful. God, I just want so badly to sit on your cock while you're like this. I'm afraid that I find her motivation just a little too sympathetic now. I'd be devastated if you never woke up again, though. I want you to come back to the world and immediately be wrapped in ecstasy. To have the face in you feel when you wake, be blissful, peace, pleasure. To feel me stretched around you. Will hearing that I want to try sleep play make you stop trusting me? Honestly, I think it would probably be worse to keep this sentence a secret from you. But it's hard to be honest about these thoughts that I have while you're asleep. I suppose the fact that I'm doing this at all means that I trust you too. You're about to wake up. I can always tell. Your breathing gets a little less deep and your lips start to move a bit. Those wonderful, kissable lips. That's right, wake up for me, sleepyhead. I want to kiss these beautiful lips. But I need you to wake up first. How about a forehead kiss while we wait? Ah, there he is. How are you feeling? All rested? Ah, well, someone woke up excited. Hold on, handsome. Fuck. Just let me turn this off. This. I'll show you later.